How are you guys doing? That's awesome. Well, I wrote the majority of this message out on international waters. It was a blessing. I enjoyed it. I didn't have any access to commentaries or websites or anything like that to help me, so this message is 100% me. So let's hope that's a good thing. Let's go ahead and dig into it. There's a very popular game out called Fortnite Battle Royale. I love this game. It's so much fun. The game itself has over 40 million downloads. When the game starts, you're in a lobby with 99 other people, and your objective is to survive and dominate. Whenever a fight occurs, 9 out of 10 times, the person that saw the emerging opponent first usually wins the fight. Like in our own lives when we have our own battles, the sooner we see God, the victory comes easier. And if you have your copy of God's Word, I'd like you to turn to Luke 19, 1-4. He entered Jericho and was passing through, and there was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was, and he was unable to see because of the crowd, for he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass through that way. The name Zacchaeus means righteous one. He didn't live up to that according to the Jews. He was a tax collector. He worked for the unclean Gentiles. Though he was a renegade in the eyes of the Jews, he was a lost, precious sinner in the eyes of God. Zacchaeus wanted to see the face of God. We should all seek counsel in the Lord Jesus. And my objective is to help Christians seek counsel in the Lord Jesus. Mr. Chris, would you pray for me?
Yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this evening. We thank you and praise you for the opportunity to hear your word, Lord God. We ask you would anoint Ridge, speak to him and through him. Lord, I ask that you would even remove him from the equation and simply use him as a conduit of your precious Holy Spirit. Bust up the fallow ground of our hearts, Lord God, and make it fertile soil. Open our ears to hear you for what you for hear your word for what it really is. And open our eyes, Lord, to see you for who you really are. Be with Rich, lead him through this, Lord, and God, we humbly ask all this in the everlasting name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. The first way Zacchaeus sought God was by wanting to see him. Imagine you have a job. It makes everyone else hate you. You heard that a king was coming to Jericho, so you were curious, and you stopped, and you wanted to see him. There was a huge wave of people, and you couldn't see a thing, so you climbed a nearby tree to see the face of God, the king of the Jews, that has everybody talking. This is the story of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus climbed to the top of a sycamore tree to see the Savior. Zacchaeus knew that he was annihilated from God, and he lacked eternal life. He was feeling guilty for his sins. Zacchaeus, he was facing two problems when trying to seek God: the crowd and his small stature. Zacchaeus, he wasn't going to let his obstacles hold him back. Zacchaeus was going to show with your determination and desperation, he was going to see God no matter what it took, no matter the cost, and no matter the sacrifice. When he climbed that tree, took the extra step, he showed God he wasn't going to let anything hold him back, no matter the sacrifice and no matter the cost. When he took that step, God, he noticed it. God saw that Zacchaeus, he was giving him his best. We've all tried to see God in life storms. God is always there, and he's just waiting for us to see him and apply him to our lives. I'm sure having a job that makes everyone else hate you doesn't happen all that often anymore. But if that is you, look at what Jesus did. He didn't tell Zacchaeus to quit his job. He told him not to take more than what was necessary. God won't tell you to quit something just because it's hard for you or if it's hard for somebody else around you. God will give obstacles to test to see if you will be loyal and be committed to God, no matter the cost or sacrifice. We often face obstacles in our own lives. Getting the right amount for the next Call of Duty game, getting enough money for the tank of gas, or getting enough money to get the next doctor for your next illness. God will not give you more than you can swallow. God will oftenly, is that a word? Oftenly.
It's not a word.
I got into an argument with my mom and dad. Oftenly is not a word. I'm going to use it. God will oftenly put a lot on our plate to see if we will stay faithful to him through that particular storm in life. When we go through those challenges, we need to know that God is never going to betray us or leave us behind. And God, He knows what's best for us. My dad quoted this scripture this morning, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, for a future and a hope. A football coach is allowed 2 challenges per game. The challenge is to see if a ref miscalled a penalty or a violation. The way you call a challenge is by throwing down a red flag by the team's coach. Like in our own lives, God, He will throw a red flag at us as a challenge. But unlike NFL refs, God will never throw us an unfair call, but it's up to us on how we will respond to that call, challenge. And that brings us to the second way Zacchaeus sought God, by being comfortable with what God thought of him. Luke 19:5-7 says, when Jesus came to the place, He looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house. And he hurried and came down and received him gladly. When they saw it, they all began to grumble, saying, he has gone to be a guest of a man who is a sinner. God, He took an outcast, a tax collector, and made him a servant in the Lord's army. I'm so glad that God, He will take a dirty bum and make him the most genuine person in the world. God chose the most unappealing, most undesirable person of the time. He chose someone that everyone else hated. God loved that person. We're supposed to be different from the world. We're supposed to be a different version of people than lost people. When Zacchaeus was called on by Jesus, other people thought it should be themselves, not the tax collector. People were mad. They were ready to cut throats over the decision. People thought that Jesus made a mistake by calling on the unclean tax collector. They thought that they needed a more spiritual person for the job, for the task. But the thing is, church, there was not one person in that crowd that was worthy of taking Jesus home that day. Amen. Jesus, He chose someone that was genuine. Genuine, I think it's just a wonderful trait. I don't think you can compare any other trait to it. I don't know if this next part is for you guys or if this is for me. I'm sure that we've all felt like God has called somebody into the wrong position or leadership position in the church. We might feel like it's the pastor's fault. God will not put the wrong person in a leadership position. God will also not direct the pastor in appointing somebody in leadership. Nobody was perfect. Still nobody is perfect. We need to trust God in all decisions, no matter if we think it's the wrong call by God. We need to wrap around our heads that we're all messed up. As a Bible-believing church, we need to understand that we can't hold our heads up to the unchurched. We can't think that we're better than them and that Jesus would choose us over them. This all ties into the love God, love people, and trying to live like Jesus. We need to learn that God won't give us something just because we want it. If someone else gets a position of leadership in the church that you think you should have, we should ask them how we can help them in that leadership and help direct them. My dad, also known as Pastor Mike, is one of the most genuine and truthful people I know. And he would tell you the truth no matter what you think about it. In one of his sermons recently, and I quote, he said, "Welcome to Chester First Baptist. We're just as screwed up as you." That line has stayed with me more than anything else he's ever said, and he talks a lot. Church, he's right. We need to be there for lost people and have open arms to them. It's okay to not be okay. Luke 19:8-10 says, Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I'll give back to them 4 times as much." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." That brings us to the third way Zacchaeus sought God. It was by applying him to his life. Zacchaeus, he was going through a rough spot. When he saw the Son of God, he was sick. He wanted to get his life figured out. He wanted God to work through him. Zacchaeus, he felt sorry. He wanted God to forgive him for his sins. He wanted to change his everyday sinful life. He wanted his life to be more like a Christian's. He wanted other people to see God through him. No matter his job, what other people thought about him, he cared about what God thought about him. That's genuine, genuine person. Zacchaeus, he wanted people to pay attention. He wanted the people he wronged back with 4 times the amount. He wanted to give that back to them. He was ready to give people everything. I don't know, but he kind of sounded like he was trying to impress God a little bit. I don't know. Or even the people around him. Zacchaeus couldn't impress Jesus because Jesus knew who he was. He was a tax collector who occasionally took more than what was necessary. We all know when we've messed up and fallen short of the glory. As Christians, we need to try to live a good and respectful life for God so we can witness people for God. Philippians 2:2, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on the purpose. When we wrong somebody, we may not need to repay them with material things. We need to repay them with the feeling sorry for what we did to them. Ask them for forgiveness, and if by God's grace, restore that relationship or friendship. The reason we don't need to try to be something we're not to God is because He died for us so we can live a free will life. He knows who we are, and He died for us, so we don't have to be fake in public or what we are behind closed doors. Romans 12:2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, and which is good and acceptable and perfect. John Lennon was part of the 60s rock band The Beatles. He was a rhythm guitarist for the group. The group consisted of Paul McCartney, bass player, George Harrison, best lead guitarist of all time, no matter what Mr. Chris says, he's the best, and Ringo Starr, the drummer, and of course Lennon. When the Beatles were working on an album called The White Album, drummer Ringo Starr quit the band for 2 days. In an interview, Lennon was asked, is Ringo Starr the best drummer in the world? Lennon said, I'm not sure he's the best drummer in the Beatles. What Lennon was being, he was being legit. He was giving his honest opinion. He was being as far away from fake as he could possibly be. As Christians, we can't put on our Sunday clothes for our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, or more importantly for God. We have to be who we are behind closed doors, because that's the person God died for. That's the person He loves. He likes the real you, not the fake you. Well, in conclusion, Zacchaeus wanted to see the face of God. We should all seek counsel in the Lord Jesus. And my objective is to help Christians seek counsel in the Lord Jesus. The way Zacchaeus sought God was by seeing His face, being comfortable with what God thought of him, and applying Him to his life. When we are going through life storms, we need to remember Zacchaeus' playbook. We need to remember the steps that he took and use them in our own lives. Tim Tebow is one of my heroes on and off the field. He was most famously known as the college football quarterback. He even won a Heisman Trophy. He went to the NFL after college and played for the Broncos 2 seasons. He almost took them to a Super Bowl, but nothing ever happened. Then he went to the Jets and played for 1 season. Nothing big. Didn't do anything crazy good. Then he went to the Patriots and Eagles, but he never made it preseason. He didn't make the cut. And after a few years of doubt, Tebow saw an opportunity. He wanted something. He wanted to be a baseball player. He seeked something he wanted, and he got it. Tebow now is a minor league Mets player waiting for a phone call to join the MLB. When we see something, when we see God in something, our first instinct should be, oh my gosh, I lost my page. That ever happened to you?
Yep.
Oh, I'm saved. Saved. That would have been bad. That would have been close, man. My gosh. We need to run to it, no matter what people think of you or what it might cost you in the long run. In the long run, I'm sure you'll be happy with it. Would you bow with me, please? Dear God, thank You for this wonderful evening You've given us. I hope that I've helped this congregation to seek You in everything that we do. I ask this in Your holy Son's name.